All right, Steelers Nation, the 2025 NFL season is officially in the books. Super Bowl 60 was pretty much lopsided as the Seattle Seahawks won their second Super Bowl in franchise history. Congratulations to them for beating the New England Patriots. And now we are into the offseason program, and specifically for our Pittsburgh Steelers. Mike McCarthy is a new head coach for the team, and he is still assembling his coaching staff. But when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, the main question heading into the offseason is, who is going to be the Steelers' quarterback? And I think it's pretty obvious who the Steelers want to be their quarterback for 2026. And that is Aaron Rodgers.
Why?
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 Why? Mike McCarthy said himself on the Pat McAfee show not too long ago, they are not restarting. This is not a restart. This is not a refresh. This is a playoff team. This is a team that went to the playoffs led by Aaron Rodgers. And now they're trying to rally him back to the Steelers. And it appears that Aaron Rodgers is set on potentially returning to the team.
I'm not feeling it. I'll be real with you guys. I'm not feeling it. Aaron Rodgers, I think his career is over. I think it needs to come to an end. I think Aaron Rodgers just needs to settle himself in his Hall of Fame career in his first ballot run and not come back for the Pittsburgh Steelers for the 2026 season. I don't think that provides anything really for the Steelers this season. I don't think there's anything or much to accomplish with Aaron Rodgers running it back. It's already bad enough that we're running it back with a offensive Mike Tomlin head coach. You're telling me we're going to run it back with the quarterback that he had in Green Bay all that time ago?
Yes, rely on past glory. Because why the hell not? Now, I still find it funny how Rappaport, just a couple weeks ago, he reported that it was unlikely of A-Rod to return because Tomlin stepped down. Only for the next day, Schefter to report that the Steelers were looking to interview Mike McCarthy. Only to end up hiring him after barely doing a conductive research or search overall in their head coaching vacancy.
And the Steelers most definitely want Aaron Rodgers back. They do. I mean, Mike McCarthy, when asked in his opening presser, did admit that, yeah, definitely he wants him back. But in the same sentiment, in the same press conference, he would go on to mention the quarterback situation, how it's evolved, and that a lot of the quarterbacks nowadays are rushing quarterbacks. They're very mobile. They can extend plays. They can escape the pocket. Things Aaron Rodgers cannot do at this stage of his career at his age of 42 years old. So on one hand, yeah, he says he wants Rodgers back. But on the other hand, it's like, hey, I want a mobile quarterback. Maybe the Steelers should go a different direction, which I think they should. They should definitely go somewhere that doesn't go towards Aaron Rodgers running it back for year two with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I just don't think that there's anything that's going to be any different with Aaron Rodgers under center for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's up to A-Rod, just like it was last year, up to A-Rod if he continued to want to play. Apparently, he felt very refreshed in his time in Pittsburgh. And
how can he not? He got away from the Jets.
Yes, of course.
Who isn't refreshed? Look, Sam Darnold.
Exactly. A-Rod is, you know, he's been a hell of a leader for the players, and the players have been very adamant that they want Aaron Rodgers back. That's been reported numerous times from Schefter and I think even Tom Pelissero. And Tom Pelissero on Super Bowl weekend even said that the odds are increasing for A-Rod to return to the Steelers after multiple conversations have been had with him and Mike McCarthy.
And DK Metcalf. DK wants him back. And DK obviously wants Aaron back for the reason that, you know, they have this connection. They were pretty much roommates in Latrobe for training camp. So they got really close. So, of course, DK in year two himself for the Pittsburgh Steelers wants his quarterback to return. Here's the thing with Aaron Rodgers returning. To me, it's a sentiment of the team believing that they are close enough to win the championship, and they think running it back with A-Rod is going to get the job done. But the thing is that's not the case. That is not what's going to happen. If we run it back with Aaron Rodgers one more time, it's going to lead to the exact same result that we got when we had Mike Tomlin. I don't think there's going to be much of a difference. I don't think there's going to be much of a change. As a matter of fact, I think that Aaron Rodgers limits the Pittsburgh Steelers and the new offensive approach that they're having now that they have an offensive-minded head coach. And Mike McCarthy, on paper the last several years, has had a good offense. Is Aaron Rodgers really going to be the guy to lead the charge that's going to improve and open up this new stage of the offense for the Pittsburgh Steelers under Mike McCarthy. I don't think he can.
At his age?
Not at 42. He's immobile. He's mostly a statue. He refuses to take a hit. So he's not willing to do things that he used to do in his prime days. Thus, a lot of it also relied on his athleticism, which he's not anymore. Aaron Rodgers is too immobile. He's going to minimize. He's going to limit the offense. Why would we want to bring him back? Is his arm still there? Yes, his arm is still there. It's still a flick of the wrist. He's got that motion. He can definitely hit those bucket throws. Not as consistent as he used to, but he can still hit him from time to time. But everything down here below the waist, that's what he relied on a lot and what gave him a Hall of Fame career, along with, obviously, everything above it. He doesn't have the fluid hips like he used to. That's the area that's going to limit the Steelers' offense. He's not mobile. He's not going to be able to extend plays the way that McCarthy wants, maybe in a younger quarterback. It's going to limit the offense and the creativity and the potential with who they're going to potentially bring in at the wide receiver position. They're going to run it back with Warren. Maybe they bring Gainwell back. We know the line is young and very promising. Rodgers being the quarterback, I don't think does the Steelers any good. Was he good last year? Sure. Is he the best quarterback we've had since Ben Roethlisberger? Yes.
Yes. Sure.
Was he very solid last season? The answer to that is all 100% yes. But that doesn't mean running it back is going to lead to any greater good because, hey, maybe we go get a wide receiver too. Maybe we go fix certain positions here and there and run it back with A-Rod. That's not going to work. That's false hope, in my opinion. If Rodgers was a lot more youthful, absolutely. If he was MVP Rodgers, absolutely. He's not that guy no more. The Steelers, they're in the line of thinking that they think that they're close enough and running it back with A-Rod is going to be what they need at that position. When in reality, that just reminds me of 2021 when they brought Ben back for one last year. And we knew that wasn't going to be a good thing. We knew that wasn't going to be the case, that they weren't going to get anywhere close to what they thought they were, which they weren't. This team with A-Rod at quarterback won't get the job done. No quarterback available in the draft, in free agency,
or even as a trade option,
is going to be capable enough of leading his team to a championship in the year 2026. I don't think so. So, with that being said, Aaron Rodgers might be our best bet based off of all the options. He just might be our best bet based off of the options and the kind of play he might bring to the position. He might be our best option, but is that going to lead to what the team thinks it's going to lead to? No. So that's why I think in 2026, they need to take an experimental year. They need to take a bit of a risk, as a matter of fact, at the quarterback position. They need to take a prime opportunity to take a young guy and give him the opportunity to see what he can do. Experiment a little bit. Maybe, perhaps, with a young guy, somebody that might be mobile, that might open up things in the offense, as a matter of fact. The way McCarthy has been speaking up about how he runs his offensive philosophy and the West Coast style he's going to bring in, you need a young quarterback to do that. Aaron Rodgers, I think, needs to retire, and the Steelers need to take a chance at a young guy. Because if they don't, they're just pushing that mindset or that idea back another year. And they can't do that.
No.
They ought to just do that in 2026 and see what they have and whoever they want to bring in or whoever they want to give that chance to, with the idea in 2027 of drafting a quarterback, which they should, because that class is looking a lot better than the last two combined. Because last year's in 2025 was not good. This year in 2026 isn't any better. It might be worse, as a matter of fact.
No.
There's only one first-round quarterback. At least last year, you could have argued with, like, a Dart, who went in the first round. You could have argued with Shador, who went all the way down to the fifth round for one reason or another. This year, there's only one bona fide first-rounder, and he's going number one to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that's obvious.
So,
but outside him, I mean, we're talking Ty Simpson out of Alabama. In my opinion, he's not a first-rounder. He's a project. He's a developmental guy, but not a first-rounder. Far from it. You got Trinidad Chambliss from Ole Miss. Athletic is all hell. Mobile is hell as well. But again, developmental.
Sure.
Going to need some tuning. Garrett Neusmeyer, which is the one guy that I'm sure the Steelers will be looking at because Mike McCarthy worked with his father because he was a quarterback coach.
Sure. As a matter of fact, he actually might be out of Simpson and Trinidad and Drew Allar or yep. Drew Allair or Cade Klubnik and all these other guys, right?
Carson Beck, yeah.
Neusmeyer might be one of the more NFL-ready guys, but is he day one starter ready?
No.
Is he first round? No.
No.
So the way I see it, I don't want A-Rod back. I am not sold on really taking a quarterback at any point early into the draft. I know they're probably going to take somebody later on because of all the picks they have.
Yeah, I mean, they got 12 picks. I anticipate them selecting one, but I'm not taking one within the first 2 days.
No, you have 5 picks in the first 2 days. Not one of them should go to a quarterback. It's just not the year to do it.
No, and I said this last year with the quarterback situation. And yeah, the Steelers need a quarterback, and they still need a quarterback, but just because you need a quarterback doesn't mean that you should reach and select a quarterback just for the hell of it. Yeah. That'd be Kenny Pickett all over again.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason that you should select a quarterback with a high draft pick within the first 2 days is if you firmly believe he's your guy. Looking at this draft class right now, I don't think any of them is the guy.
No.
I just don't get that feeling.
You want to bring him in and develop him behind whoever? By all means. You want to have him be part of a potential quarterback battle with Will Howard? By all means. But That's for day three. Day three, you can take a quarterback all you want because at that point, you already kind of just know what you're going to get, and you're essentially taking a gamble and adding more to that position, right? So, something they did with Will Howard last year, they drafted him all the way in the sixth round. I don't know how Howard fell, but he fell all the way to the sixth round. Steelers got him. He didn't play a single snap last year. No preseason, no regular season. He got hurt right before the first preseason game, and that took him out his rookie season.
Yeah, redshirted his entire rookie season.
Now I feel like this is actually a great opportunity for someone like Will Howard because as of right now, where I stand, in my opinion, he is the front runner to start for this team. Now, does that mean he's going to be the week one starter? No, because we still have Mason Rudolph at quarterback, at least on the team. So maybe the Steelers view him as the starter first with Howard potentially competing. There's also free agency the Steelers could look at. That pool, like the draft, is not rich either.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, the free agency pool is very, very poor. It is not good.
Let's go down the list. There's obviously Aaron Rodgers, Daniel Jones, who the Colts are going to keep.
No doubt they will franchise tag.
They traded 2 firsts for Sauce Gardner. They have to keep him.
And they're not running with Anthony Richardson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, no. Let's
been
move
there,
on.
Done that.
Let's move on.
Marcus Mariota. Zach Wilson. Tyrod Taylor. Joe Flacco. Kenny Pickett. Jimmy Garoppolo. Mitchell Trubisky. Case Keenum, Trey Lance, Brandon Allen, Josh Johnson, Carson Wentz, and probably the best option of them all, no-brainer, Malik Willis, who I wouldn't mind the Steelers bringing in for a very cheap deal. No.
Yeah, just based off the names that you listed right there in free agency, if there's one guy I'm looking at potentially bringing in to experiment on and give the shot to, it is Willis.
And no, Malik Willis is not the future. I don't think he can be a complete franchise guy. I don't. But based on what he did and the fill-ins for Jordan Love over the last couple years with the Packers, especially most recently against the Ravens, we watched that game. We were live for that game. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Malik Willis really impressed me.
Dude, he was on point. Like, if you remember how Malik Willis was as a Titan, and we knew that he was raw coming out of college, out of Liberty. We knew that he was raw. He needed development. He needed, you know, some fine-tuning. Tennessee was just like, it showcased he was raw. But then in Green Bay was with the proper coaching. They developed him right. He was behind Love. He was the backup. But then, like, when he had to fill in, whether it was injury or whatnot, Malik Willis was on point versus the Ravens on that Saturday night.
Sure was.
He was great.
He made himself some money. Now, not too much money where he's going to break the bank unless a team wants to overpay, a team perhaps like the Dolphins, because there's an obvious connection there with Jeff Hafley at head coach. So,
and I wouldn't be surprised by that.
I wouldn't be surprised by either.
Because the Dolphins, they want to move on from Tua, whether that's a release or a trade.
Yeah.
So Willis to Miami, I can see it.
No, and why wouldn't he want to go to warmer weather?
Of course.
What quarterback doesn't want to go to warmer weather? So he's most likely going to be a Dolphin, but I could definitely see the Steelers trying to be within the Malik Willis sweepstakes. I wouldn't overpay him. I would give him a very similar contract that the Jets gave Justin Fields. Now, the Steelers offered Justin Fields $20 million guaranteed. Fields ultimately left the Steelers and took $30 million guaranteed. I think $20 million guaranteed offered to Malik Willis is plenty. That's very cheap for someone that would be projected as your starter if Aaron Rodgers decides not to come back. Again, this all really depends on if Aaron Rodgers wants to come back or not. Mm-hmm. Lord knows how much time the Steelers are going to give him. Last year, we waited, it felt like an eternity, like 2-3 something months until after the draft to make this guy the starter for the Steelers.
Yeah, it was like what, like late May or something that he finally said, yes, I'll play?
Everybody knew that he was going to sign with the Steelers, but he dragged it the hell out. He was on a beach pondering if he wanted to be a Steeler or not. And here we are again in February. Lord knows how much time he's going to take to make up his mind.
Well, I'll tell you what, free agency starts in basically a month.
Yeah.
Basically, like, the new league year starts literally in 1 month. So, like, A-Rod, he's going to have to tell the Steelers, like, if he's playing or not. Like, time's ticking. Because the Steelers, they're going to have to address the quarterback position, no doubt about.
Yeah, they are. And the options out there aren't good. They aren't. Like, no matter where you look, the draft, free agency, even your own free agency list, the options aren't good. They're not, which is why the Steelers need to take 2026 as a year to experiment and give it to a young guy and take a developmental year at that position. They always feel like we gotta grab somebody with high pedigree like they did with Mitch, or we gotta get someone that's washed up and past their prime like Russ and Rodgers. Were they completely terrible compared to Kenny and Mitch? No, they weren't. They weren't what the Steelers thought they were.
No, not anymore. And they can't trade for a quarterback either, because like if you trade for a quarterback, you're essentially trading for a quarterback just to fill the position, but it won't fix the position.
No.
You're only filling it. And there's rumors about Kyler Murray and his future with Arizona, and Tua with his future in mind.
Both of them, the Steelers should not even look their direction.
First of all, their contracts alone.
That's just outrageous, bro.
What did they do to deserve those contracts?
Literally nothing.
Some of the worst contracts
in
NFL history.
The Cardinals and the Dolphins front office literally just handed them the money just so that they couldn't be in quarterback purgatory, only for them to have new head coaches to try to fix the quarterback position.
Yeah.
That's their mistake.
That's the problem with front offices in the NFL is they pay quarterbacks all this money when they've done literally nothing to deserve it. Like, they didn't even give you a playoff victory, and you're giving them $50 million a year, or however much they're making.
Exactly.
It's outrageous. It's bad business, and it's the reason why the quarterback market has gotten so completely out of line the past number of years, right?
It's outrageous.
No, I don't want Kyler Murray. What does that do? I don't want Kyler Murray. We already dealt with one midget at quarterback. I don't want another one.
No, just
Tua?
No.
He's coming off his worst year ever. Tua was dog shit
awful
last year.
Awful. Didn't he lead the league in interceptions?
He was up there with Geno Smith.
Yeah, then no. Just no.
No.
No to Kirk Cousins, because I know the Falcons are probably going to want to try to get rid of him. No, thank you.
He's going to be a free agent.
No, he can go back to Minnesota for all I care, as long as he doesn't come to Pittsburgh. It just goes to show that literally the options for this year are just not good.
That's why I say they need to take 2026 and go a different direction. They need to stop going with these high pedigree guys and these vets, future Hall of Famers that aren't what they used to be.
And making a run.
Just go with a young guy and understand that you got to take a developmental year at that position and perhaps take a risk.
I mean, I said multiple times, even when Tomlin was here, just take a year. Take an experimental year. And when Tomlin stepped down, that's what I immediately thought the Steelers were going to do. But I gave Art Rooney and the Steelers front office way too much credit, because they went with Mike McCarthy, and it's obvious that their mission and their philosophy is still Super Bowl, which I understand the mindset, but at the same time, you got to learn to slow down and take a step back.
Yeah.
And acknowledge that the team that you have, despite, you know, the different coaching staff that we have and Mike McCarthy leading the charge, the team that you have is not capable enough. It's not.
No.
It's not. And bringing back A-Rod isn't going to just be the final puzzle piece.
No.
not going to fit. It's not going to
no,
work.
No, like this is the year to just give the opportunity, preferably to a Will Hired. Now, I'm not saying just give him the job because
he's got to earn it.
Will Hired hasn't done nothing to earn it. He hasn't played a single snap. I'm not saying make him the day one starter now. He needs to compete. He needs to compete with, whether that's with Mason, whether that's with Malik Willis, someone they want to bring in via the draft, some other name they want to bring in via free agency or whoever. He needs to compete. But that won't happen if A-Rod comes back.
Yeah.
If A-Rod comes back, all this talk is completely just oblivious.
Now, Will Howard may not play a second year. Because I don't think he beats Mason for the number two.
Well, then at what point does he get his fucking opportunity?
Yeah, because I mean,
in
like
2027, you're going to draft a quarterback anyway, and you already know that there's going to be a little bit of a competition there, but they're most likely to favor the first-round guy than the sixth-round guy from 2 years ago.
Right.
Give Will Howard the opportunity. Go bring in some competition, some legit competition, and let's see what this guy's got. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's got leadership qualities. He's all about proving his doubters wrong. Give him the opportunity this year. Aaron Rodgers, go retire. We'll see you in Canton in however many years from now. Give the opportunity to Will Howard and another young guy. That's what they need to do. They need to go a young approach. I'm not saying draft a quarterback in the first round or the first 2 days. I wouldn't do that.
No. But if I'm going to be real, I'm pretty much bracing for it because that wouldn't surprise me with McCarthy in his first year and their mission to develop a quarterback.
See, but here's the thing.
Because I think that happens regardless of A-Rod's decision, whether he stays or he doesn't.
So you're saying they still might draft a quarterback if Rodgers...
What I'm saying is I'm bracing for it.
No.
I wouldn't do it. I don't agree with it, but I'm bracing for it. In Pittsburgh, at that.
I am telling you right now, we're going to be there live at the draft.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be there. If they draft a quarterback in the first round, on my life, we're driving home that night.
Big mistake. It would be a big mistake on the Steelers' part.
I'm not playing.
I just don't think that this class has it. I don't.
No.
No way.
No. If you want to take a quarterback day three, by all means.
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't care by
all means. Because there's no risk there. There's no risk. And then you're still giving a guy like Howard the shot. That's no problem. And then McCarthy, he says it's all about scheming the offense to help the quarterback. It's about scheming the quarterback to succeed, right? Building around the quarterback. You still need safety help. You still need corner help, potentially another defensive line. You badly need receivers. You might need another guard or another tackle. Go take those picks and go invest in some serious talent to help that future quarterback, where that might be Howard this year or somebody in 2027. Whatever first-round quarterback that may be, that should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they should do. They shouldn't be going after these names that aren't as good as they used to be or these names that are just out there being part of the Steelers bubble because, oh, Steelers need a quarterback. You know, Kyler Murray, Tua, Joe Flacco, Derek Carr, who might be back. I don't know. No, we're not doing that. This is a year to give it to a young guy. Give it to a young core.
Yep. Because why fill the position with veterans that are not in their prime, that are not going to fix position, when you could just take the risk and take the experiment with Will Howard? Just go with that. Just give him the shot. Considering McCarthy and his opening pressure, saying that he loves Will Howard, he's excited about Will Howard and his potential, and just the praise that Will Howard has gotten since coming out of Ohio State, dating back to last year's draft.
Well, everybody in the organization is speaking volumes on Will Howard, which, I mean, I find very interesting because they're speaking more about Will Howard than they did all last year combined. So is there really some actual truth to them being like, hey, maybe this guy, maybe this Mike McCarthy guy can help develop a quarterback like Will Howard? Well, we like Will Howard. We like his potential.
If that's the case.
If that's true, then
run with him.
By all means.
Give him the opportunity. Give him the chance to compete, to start.
But the Steelers bringing back Aaron Rodgers wouldn't allow that. Now, some of y'all might be thinking, well, if they bring back Aaron Rodgers, Howard can sit behind one more year and then get the shot in 2027. Sure, but the problem is you're drafting a quarterback 2027, and I doubt they're going to pick the sixth-round guy over the first-round guy. And I know you guys are thinking, well, what about Trey Lance and Brock Purdy? That's a different coaching staff. That's an entire different organization that thinks further along than we do. The way I see it, the Steelers need to tell A-Rod, thank you for your service. Enjoy retirement. We're going to go a different direction. And go for the younger option. McCarthy wants a younger guy. McCarthy wants a mobile quarterback because he understands that position has evolved, and he's going to scheme his offense around that. He knows that. He understands that. Go that direction, please. Aaron Rodgers coming back does nothing for this. It doesn't accomplish anything.
No.
It's just running it back. The Steelers aren't there yet. They're not.
And dude, we said that even when A-Rod finally signed with the Steelers last May. It's just like, we knew it wasn't going to lead to anything different. He played fine, sure, but like, did it lead to anything? No. And in the end, toward the later part, he limited the offense, and he's only going to continue to limit the offense because of his age and his mobility.
Yeah, him getting a year older doesn't help the Steelers' offense in that regard. It doesn't. Like, he's not going to get better with age.
By the time the 2026 season ends, he'll be 43.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
No.
Just tell A-Rod, listen, no, we're going to go with this young guy that you took under your wing, that you helped out. When he asked questions, you were there for him. We're going to run with this guy, see what he can bring to the table.
Instead, the Steelers really do want him back. He's had several conversations with Mike McCarthy and DK, and they all want him back. They all want him to return.
All parties are open to a reunion.
But
a
that would put us back in that carousel of, oh no, here we go again. We're just going to run it back because they're still in that same mindset and that same philosophy every single year, which I get. I understand. But being in that same philosophy and not accomplishing anything means that, hey, we need to actually think and go a different direction so we can actually fully get back on track. Like, just running it back every year isn't going to help.
It's purgatory,
dude. It's keeping you stuck where you've been stuck at for several years. Under Mike Tomlin, and my fear is that's not going to change with Mike McCarthy, and Aaron Rodgers coming back would only engulf those flames. No, thank you. Take a year, go with a couple young guys, and you know what? Let's have some fun. Let's see what we can do, and maybe these young guys can actually open some things up for this offense. Why not? We need to go a young direction.
Just give me something to look forward to for the upcoming season, because with A-Rod coming back, I could just expect the same thing, and that doesn't excite me as a fan, because how could that excite you? How can you?
I think at the end of the day, what we're really saying is don't panic. If Aaron Rodgers retires, don't panic. Don't rush to trade for a bad contract and a quarterback that's not going to do anything. Don't rush and try to draft a quarterback early because you need one.
But you know what? It's funny because the Steelers front office has done this in previous years. When Ben retired, they had no backup plan. What did they do? Kevin Colbert signed Mitch Trubisky and drafted Kenny Pickett round one.
Mm-hmm.
When Mike Tomlin stepped down, Art Rooney wasn't anticipating it. He was anticipating bringing Tomlin back.
Yep.
He said that he was open to running it back with Tomlin, which of course he was. But then Tomlin told him, no, I'm stepping down. What did he do? 11 days. Hire Mike McCarthy. That's it.
Yeah, he rushed it.
And we'll see what McCarthy does. I mean, like, I'm not trying to jump to conclusions, but I'm not optimistic about McCarthy's run as head coach. I'm not. And with the Steelers, with this quarterback situation, depending on A-Rod's word, I don't trust this front office. I don't. I have no faith in this front office.
I just got a bad feeling that they're really just going to run it back all over again. We'll see if that changes this year, because this is going to be a very important offseason for a lot of people, especially Omar Khan. Who he brings in and what he does with all these bad contracts and everything, which I don't anticipate a lot of work to be done, but based off of his moves, it's really going to speak on just how different this team's outlook is going to be, which I don't anticipate it being very much different, but it's one that they have to go out and actually make the right moves. They got to make some splashes, and they actually got to fix some of these positions, man. No more rentals, no more safe bets. Let's just take a risk. Let's just take a gamble, and let's understand that this is a position that the Steelers are in, and we got to take a developmental year at the quarterback room. And if let's say they give Will Howard a shot. Let's say they give Malik Willis a shot. And if they prove themselves to be worthy enough, guess what? You're the quarterback for however long.
Yep, then good you have for your guy. You're good.
If not, guess what? You know you got to take a quarterback in 2027. By all means.
No harm, no foul, right?
Just don't rush a decision. Don't rush for the quarterback room. We've seen them do that before, and there's just no reason to do it this year because literally all the options, every direction you look, isn't good. There's no reason to panic. There's not. I know you guys might be looking at it and dreading, oh my God, who's going to be our quarterback this year? Honestly, dude, I view it in a way like, yeah, who's going to be our quarterback this year? But, you know, based off who our quarterback's going to be this year, it might determine who's going to be our quarterback for the next 15 years. I'm not saying whoever our quarterback's going to be this year is going to ball out and be the franchise. But whoever's the quarterback this year, depending on his performance, that might lead to the next franchise.
Yeah, it opens up that window.
You don't know if you don't take the risk. If you don't take the gamble, you're just going to live in this safe bubble. Steelers got to take a gamble. I was hoping they do that with the head coaching room, and they didn't with McCarthy. And I'll give McCarthy credit for the staff he's developed, and we'll see how that goes. But the quarterback room is just as important. And that's the reason they brought in McCarthy, was to fix this quarterback room, to develop a quarterback, right? McCarthy's this quarterback whisperer and this quarterback developer. I have my doubts, and I think there's great history to show that he really just inherited a lot of great people. But if they really think that McCarthy is the guy to bring in to help lead the next charge and eventually develop the next franchise, I mean, they got to take their time with it. McCarthy's here 5 years. He's not going anywhere.
No.
This isn't a one-and-done deal. It's not like, hey, McCarthy, come on in. You got this championship history from 15 years ago. Let's take a quarterback and make a run. And then adios, amigo. That's not how we're doing it. He's here the next 5 years. They need to take their time with it. They do. This team is young enough that they can absolutely take a risk at the quarterback position with who they have and who is a decent young option in free agency.
Yeah.
Rather than making a drastic decision that's going to set you back even further.
Yeah, like taking a quarterback so early in draft, in this draft class, when it just doesn't warrant it. No. Again, they would only fill the position, but it would not fix the position.
No.
They have to, the only reason you would make a move like that is if you firmly believe it's going to fix the position, but they would only fill it. Just because you fill it doesn't mean it's fixed.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. They got to be smart about this.
I agree.
They got to be patient about this, man.
Yeah.
But it just seems like the likely option is Aaron Rodgers returning for a second year with the Steelers.
I just don't think there's any good that comes out of it.
I'm not saying
he's a terrible starting quarterback. It's just, it's not going to lead to any greater than what we got last year.
I don't think it leads us to a further playoff run.
Me neither.
I don't.
So, like, what's the point? What's the point? We know what the Steelers are thinking. We know their championship approach. Bro, stop being delusional, okay? At that point, you're just being unserious. Like, I understand where they want to go. That's fine, because I agree with y'all. But there's a different approach you could take that's going to put you there. Not just one time, maybe the next several years. There's a certain approach you got to take. There's a certain gamble you got to make. And this is the year to do it. This is their best chance in a while to actually do it. They should have done it years ago when Ben retired or when Ben was in his final years and they didn't push him out. They kept him and they really milked that cow.
Mm-hmm.
This is the opportunity. This is the year to just take somebody. It's most likely going to be a bridge, but you know what? That might be a good thing for the future of this organization. If it leads to our first losing season since 2003, at least you're going to be in good position to take a quarterback in 2027. If you got the guy under center this year and he does well enough, you might have enough confidence to run with him. Will they? Time's going to tell. It's going to be a very interesting and a very important offseason.
Oh, very important offseason for all parties, for McCarthy, for Omar Khan, especially with free agency and the draft coming up.
Right.
I mean, we'll see what this team does, but I mean, it really comes down to the word of A-Rod. And just with that, it's really going to lead toward a path to which what the Steelers do with the upcoming offseason programs.
Right.
So we'll see.
It'll be interesting, but let's know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you feel about this whole A-Rod news? Do you want Aaron Rodgers back? As a matter of fact, what approach do you want the Steelers to make at the quarterback room? What approach do you want them to take for this year? Because do you want Aaron Rodgers back? Do you want them to give the shot to Will Howard? Do you want them to go out there and sign Malik Willis? Do you want them to draft a quarterback in the first round or early into the draft? What do you guys think is the best approach for the quarterback room? It'll be interesting to see your guys' opinions. It'll be interesting to see what the Steelers do as the offseason is officially here. The 2025 season's over, so every team is now fully in the offseason process. And for the Steelers, their first move and their first decision really is going to be figuring out the quarterback room. It's all going to rely on the word of Aaron Rodgers. How long is he going to take? We don't know. He could take a week. He could take a month. He could take 2 months. He could wait till after the draft again. I have no clue.
So what you're saying is we are playing the waiting game again.
Yes.
Well, here we go.
Here we go, Steelers. Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. And at the end of the day, we'll see you in the next one.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Peace!